Think a minute. Someone said love is a fantasy that is cured by marriage. Yesterday we talked about the epidemic of sickness destroying many marriages. So today we'll finish with one more unhealthy sign, then prescribe some medicine to heal and rebuild our life together. A third sign of sickness in marriage is a communication breakdown. As one comedian said, "My wife and I sleep in separate rooms. We have dinner apart. We take separate vacations. We're doing everything we can to keep our marriage together." Many husbands and wives drift apart gradually over time, until finally they're like two strangers sitting at the same table with little to talk about. They become married singles, living separate lives under the same roof. Their daily attention and affection for each other slowly fades away into their busyness and interest in other friends and fun. So what marriage medicines can help us with these different marriage illnesses? First, accept your wife or husband the way they are. Remember, everybody has some weaknesses, including you. The wife who criticizes her husband's faults needs to remember they might have kept him from getting a better wife. You can't pick and choose which parts of your mate's personality you'll love and accept and which parts you won't. Real love accepts your mate's weaknesses and also admits your own, including saying you're sorry when you're wrong. Second, never forget what first attracted you to each other. Make the time and effort to keep your romance alive with thoughtful words and special surprises. Say and do those things you know your mate appreciates, even if it's not your favorite thing. A famous actress said, "Marriage is the miracle that transforms the kiss from a pleasure to a duty." But she's wrong. Marriage doesn't do that. Husbands and wives do that when they don't choose to keep their love fresh and alive each day. And our children deserve to have a father and mother who show them what a close, happy marriage looks like, so they'll know how to enjoy one when they grow up. Today, if your marriage could use some help, just ask the original maker of marriage to take control and start changing your heart with his kind of real love. Jesus will help you change, so you and your spouse can begin enjoying a satisfying love and life together. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.